Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Oh, man. So, hey, this weekend, you know the Zulu King, right? Obviously, very controversial guy. Does things very differently from other Zulu kings. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard over the weekend, there was an audio that leaked. Mm-hmm. It was an audio recording. So the Zulu King was with his sister, Princess Nomkhosi Zulu, and there was vulgar language used. Mm-hmm. He was not happy with her, swearing at her, mentioned the mom's name. Yeah. Yep, I know, this is a whole Zulu King. Mm-hmm. Told her to get out of his sitting room and declared that they were no longer siblings but enemies. Mm-hmm. Here's a snippet of that conversation.
I'm not your brother. Get out of my sitting room. You're not gonna come. You come there, I'm gonna put a f***ing restraining order against you. No business.
For what?
We'll talk to my girl, rubbish. I don't wish to know. Get out. And you know what? Young people don't want me. That's a new one. I'm not finding it, but that's a new one. Boom.
You know that is false. You know that is false.
Keep on that thing. No, because get out.
Did you just call me is f***?
Get out. I told you to kill his. I have no message for you. I'm coming for him. I'll beat him. I want to kill him, actually. Get out. Get the
Yeah, very embarrassing moment, you know, for a king. And the Zulu nation, pretty much, for their king to, you know, be caught just speaking like that, especially towards a sibling. Went on, called her rubbish and all sorts of names I cannot repeat on the radio. But I don't want to talk about the Zulu king. I just want to talk about conflict resolution generally within families. And I feel like if Mangosuthu Buthelezi was still alive, as the prime minister of the Zulu nation, he's always been that figure in that family that is trusted. His wisdom is always, you know, they can always lean on it. And he can always play that role. I don't know, man. With me and my family, my granny used to be the person, and now she's not around. And I remember I've had two huge fallouts with my brother, right? And the one was very similar to this, but he was the king in this instance and had said some crazy words. And for me, we could resolve it, and which was a mistake. Mm. We could resolve it between the two of us, mm-hmm. but I also wanted there to be witnesses and family. And I realized this when we had our second fallout, which is what we're currently going through. I haven't spoken to the guy in 5 months. Mm. I've blocked him on WhatsApp. It's sad. Mm. But for me, it was just a matter of, listen, we can sort this out between the two of us. I just need you to take accountability of what you said. Do you remember what you said? Because he was under the influence. Mm. But now times are nice now, you know. He's back in my life. I was helping him out again. But I had this thing. I said, yo, bro, there's this thing you once said to me, you know. Mm. And between the two of us, we got it sorted out. I don't know, how do you guys go about like conflict resolution? You don't need to be like me and share a very sob story on the radio. But like, do you guys have a person in the family that you always look to, or do you solve them between the two of you? Or sometimes maybe there's just that impasse with a family member, maybe that said something, because for some people there's a line you don't cross. Mm-hmm. And when you say something, they could never forgive you, regardless of whatever apology and accountability you may take.
So I had a fallout, well, not I personally, there was a fallout in my family very recently, as last year, between two cousins of mine who were very close. They grew up as brothers. And we tried to intervene, but the situation only needed them to really make sure that they resolved it on their own terms in their own time. So sometimes, it's always about making sure that those people that are involved are the ones that take their time to be able to get to a resolution point. And at this point, they are very, very, very close again. It's like they never fought at all, wow. But they just needed a bit of time away from each other to realize that whatever they were fighting over was inconsequential to the bigger picture, which is their relationship, and their relationship is really great.
Ah, beautiful. Tsego, how do you go about these kind of situations?
I think it depends, man. You know, there are certain words and pain that when you go through, you know, the usual cliche, time heals. And I agree with you, Pilar Sande, completely. I've been through that endless times in my family without giving away too much detail. Mm. And, you know, you come to a point where you're saying, I'm going to let this slide. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to say another word, you know, to you. You must figure out why it is that you decided that there should be conflict between us or among us. And when you have decided that it is time for you to talk it through, I make myself available.
Yep.
That's it. We are lucky if you've got grown-ups in the family, like he, you know, he mentioned grandmothers, grandfathers, aunties, people that are really level-headed, sober-headed, who can be pragmatic as well as diplomatic, but just speak the truth.
A figure like Mkabaya, I remember with the story of Ushaga, Mkabaya was his aunt, who helped, you know, solve family conflicts, helped Shaga ascend to the throne, and when Shaga was losing his marbles, almost she intervened as well to sort that out. Mm. What do you do, Mfundo, in the case whereby the elders are now gone? People like Umangosuthu Buthelezi, who would generally be the respected head, he may not be part of the family, but he's almost like a consultant that the family relies on.
Yeah. That becomes a terrible loss, honestly, because I still believe in bringing in an independent mediator whenever there's conflict, which is what we generally do in our family. And over the years, we have lost the elders as well. So it's fallen on us. And to a certain extent, I think when there's conflict, maybe a sibling of mine is having some sort of issue with my mother or something, I've decided to take on that role of stepping in as an independent mediator in most instances, because generally I listen to both sides.
You're a big
and it
person,
really helps. No, it does, eh?
You're a big
it,
person.
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, it helps. It helps to have somebody, because I don't believe when you've got two people who have hurt each other, in most instances you find out that they all believe they are right.
Mm. Yeah.
So to have them together would only lead to a situation where the other is trying to convince the other that I am right and I did this for this and that other reason, which is futile. So to have an independent person who they both believe is independent, then coming in and stating what has really happened and possibly who is to blame, it works out. I really don't encourage just bringing two people who've hurt each other too quickly, especially. Some, they actually possess that level of maturity to have the conversation among themselves, but others don't. So if there's an independent person to assist in that whole process, I strongly believe in it.
We're talking conflict resolution amongst family members. How do you guys go about it? What happens when the elder, the wise people in the family are gone now? Do you guys solve it between the two of you? And also, can someone say something that goes beyond the line whereby, nah, here we can't reconcile no matter what because you said these words? Do give us a shout. Let us know. 086-000-0959 or WhatsApp us 063-688-0959.
I'm born into a family of five, ladies. And I think it all boils down to how you were raised. My mother never allowed us to fight. And I think we've carried this on the rest of our lives. The firstborn being 52 and the last one being 34, we've never had conflict. So I thank my mother for that, because we learned very young that we only have each other to fight for, not against. And that has stuck. That has stuck with us. And I thank God for that.
I've had situations where I had serious fallouts with family. And I mean, I'm one of those guys who I write on Facebook, on WhatsApp. I write what I think. And I think, you know, whatever comes, whatever is hitting me, I put it out there. And family knows this. I've worked things out with family, but yes, I'm one person who does not hide my feelings. If I'm unhappy with something, I'm unhappy with it, and I will say it out. I will say that, and I will say it out in public. How we resolve it at the end, that's another story.
You know, the problem is sometimes there are things that can be said, especially man cool, you know, that amanyabantu in a family will take that very seriously. It's a very, very complicated issue. And now, so you always have to watch what you say to people. And most of the time, I'm a conflict, a family, they come through moments makuziwe. So yeah, as good as in, you know, for a fact, yeah, they may say they're forgiving you, but yeah, done, man. There's always gonna be that lingering effect where sometimes in the future they're like, yeah, but you did say this, that, and that, yeah. Whatever.
So you will find out that the sister is the one who started it first. We umqalile, and maybe wamthuka kuqala. And then when this one was retaliating, then she started recording. I think this is sad, and you know, it's very sad. I still believe Guti, if they can sit down and have elders to resolve their issues, it will be fine. But sometimes, Saul, it's better to leave, you know, or not say bad things to each other. Because when you reconcile, amagama, they are still there, as I said. This person said this and this to you. So you rather not say anything while you're in the heat of the moment.
Mina de oi femila o mama mi toxic hakon. Beba 11, sokseli 9. Number one, that family make me not to have a big family. The way mengboni zito hakon a man cool. That family make me not to drink alcohol. The way zito bezenze hakon. I'm talking manja in the situation o kutu ngabolo kumalu mami mas. Manja mangi tela because I shem nyako wish uti. Ngibiza umama azoxolisa ngangukuphi bantu base benkosi ngala ngabalwa ba ori balingana ngangekho basase bantwana hayi into ukuthi ngimbize into ya last year ongikhona in my present ngingakazalwa bantu benkosi ngizoyithini lento so nje the way if it toxic akhona hayi lo
hayi ba toxic ngiyabezwa azi ngizokhuluma ipain yakho ngiyayifila. Listen, thank you so much guys for sharing a lot of your stories. Very sensitive subject in the morning, I do agree, but I think we all go through this as being part of families. Conflict resolution will always be there. Asameni though ungarekhodani, you know, because once esilungisile thina, the recording is out there. But how so clear naye bekakubiza ngamagama thize. Anyway, thank you so much for all of your comments.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.